were going to be playing four of our songs on a show on Sunday. Oh, Jesus, all coming back to me here. And my mom and I drove out to a hill that had some sort of tower there that definitely helped with reception. And we parked the car, and we could hear it clear as day.
Ugh.
And I'm literally back in that moment right now. This is very strange.
The Great Tuesday Night. It's Mel and Chris's Fancy Schmancy. Look How Cool We Are podcast. Extra Mel, Extra Chris. It's fun, entertaining, and full of Mel and Chris. Sudbury Tuesday Night.
Kind of a different Sudbury Tuesday night this week, or I guess not unusual lately, where we're doing a couple interviews, Mel.
Yeah, this week I had the opportunity to chat with Chad Kruger from Nickelback, and he is very excited. A couple of big things happening for Nickelback. They had a huge win in terms of album sales for one of their albums. We're going to talk about that in the interview. Also, Feed the Machine, the single that you hear here on 92.7 Rock. They've also got a 44-city tour to support that, and their new album comes out in June. So it's busy. And I found during the interview that Nickelback's at a point where they can pretty much do what they want, the sound that they want. They can go into the studio and have fun. So we're going to find out about what the new album is going to sound like and just how excited the guys are
and
for that.
And see if you can pinpoint the exact moment that Mel made Chad cry.
Oh my gosh. Gotta listen.
Big congratulations on All the Right Reasons, certified diamond by the Recording Industry Association of America. That is huge. Huge. How do you feel about that?
We're proud parents. it's like watching your kid go off and do something fantastic and unexpected and we're incredibly proud. Like, we had no idea that we were going to make a record. It was going to sell 10 million copies in the U.S. alone. That came out of left field. And once everybody started streaming, we had no idea. We were like, okay, well, record sales have now stopped. But it's not the case. I mean, this thing, I didn't realize how close All the Right Reasons was to going diamond. And she trickled north. So I'm ecstatic about that.
Yeah, that's Photograph. That's Far Away. That's Rockstar. Like, we were just listening to Rockstar this morning. And I tell you, like, I've been in the radio business for 34 years, and I've got a 19-year-old daughter, and she's like, how can anybody not love Rockstar? It's the kind of song that everybody sings along to. You've crossed generations here. You've crossed generations. Seriously, it's just such a great song. Now, when you were just starting out in Hanna, Alberta, could you ever have imagined the scope of what you have achieved, of what you had created?
I mean, it's a dream. That's what it is. It's you know, any kid who picks up a hockey stick, you know, and the second you do, you're like, wow, how fantastic would it be to play in the NHL? As soon as you pick up a set of drumsticks or a guitar or hold a microphone, you think to yourself, wow, wouldn't it be really cool to, you know, to get a record deal? You know, that's what we always thought, like, let's get signed and let's go on tour and travel around the world and sing our songs for people. And the dream just, you know, every single day, we just worked really hard and it just got closer and closer to a reality. And then when it kind of hit, we were in the middle. We were sort of in the eye of this storm that was going on around us, and it was like this whirlwind that we could barely even fathom. And my mom was just always daily just calling me, just, you know, isn't it great? Isn't it great? And like, we didn't even have time to enjoy it because we were so busy. It was like, okay, we're going to go do the American Music Awards, and then we have to go to Germany and do the Echo Awards. And we got to go do, and it's just nonstop, and this TV show and that, and then you're off doing this tour, and you get caught up in it. And everyone's like, so what's it like? What's Australia like? I'm like, well, I can tell you what the airport looks like.
And backstage.
I can tell you what every single arena and backstage looks like. And I can tell you all my favorite hotels, and that's about it. You know, and that was really my life for probably a decade straight.
Just a whirlwind.
It's a whirlwind.
But going back to those beginning days, you said your mom used to call you and go, oh, this is fantastic. This is great. But was there a time when she goes, maybe you should, like, this rock star thing is pretty tenuous. Maybe you should try something, have something to fall back on. I'm a mom, so I'm just thinking.
There wasn't anything to fall back on. My mom was like, you know what? There's no safety net, son, so you better put it in fifth gear and floor it.
Wow, what a great mom. That's fantastic. Do you remember the first time you heard a Nickelback song on the radio?
I do, and my mom is becoming a common thread through this interview. But, we were in Hannah, and the nearest station that we got was a Calgary station called CJ92. And the only way we could really get it, especially after 6 o'clock, I think they would dial down the power to about half, so the signal was just brutal. And we're two hours and 20 minutes away from Calgary. So we knew that they were going to be playing four of our songs on a show on Sunday. Oh, geez, it's all coming back to me here. Ben Jeffries was going to be playing it, and the show was called Red, White, and New, and it was a showcase on Sundays where they would allow independent artists, you know, three, four songs, and here you go, and here's your one kick at the can. And my mom and I drove out to a hill that had some sort of tower there that definitely helped with reception, and we parked the car, and we could hear it clear as day.
Ugh.
And I'm literally back in that moment right now. This is very strange. And the first song that came on, my mom started to cry.
Oh, of course.
it was
I'm
amazing.
Not even your mom, and I'm starting to cry.
I had goosebumps, and it's just unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't even describe it. It was just like, you know, something I wanted for the rest of my life.
Wow, that's a great memory. That's a really great memory to have. But let's fast forward. Feed the Machine, great single. We are playing it here on Rogers Rock Radio, of course. And the new album comes out in June, your ninth studio album. Can you give us a little bit of behind the scenes of the album? Is Feed the Machine a song that's indicative of how the whole album is going to sound?
It is a heavy album. There's no two ways about it. We've done so many different songs. Like, we've done so many different styles of songs. I mean, we've gotten so melodic, you know, to Far Away and Lullaby. And we've gone, you know, funny, tongue-in-cheek sort of things like You Look So Much Cuter With Something In Your Mouth, or even Rockstar, or This Afternoon. And we've gone really heavy, like Side of a Bullet or Burn to the Ground. And we've done songs about trying to make the world a better place, like When We Stand Together.
Yeah.
When you get to your ninth studio album, you kind of look at each other and say, what do we want to do? Like, is there something we haven't done yet? Is there a direction we want to explore? Guys, reggae, what do you think? And, you know, there seems to be this common goal of, like, let's go heavy, you know, let's get aggressive with this one. So that's not to say for the fans that love, you know, the more melodic side, that there isn't something there for them too, but there's definitely, I think our rock fans are going to be are very, very satiated with this album.
Now, you've got a huge tour. Like, you're going to be massively busy over the summer with this tour. Toronto, June 27th, Ottawa, Montreal, Nickelback.com for tour and ticket information. What's your pre-show, your pre-concert ritual, Chad?
It all depends on what leg of the tour or what phase of the tour, you know, what the part of that touring cycle that we're in. If we're just getting started, don't freak out. You've been doing this for 20 years. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. You know, that's what the start's like. You know, you've got butterflies, and you're like, you as soon as you walk out on stage, you think to yourself, I don't even know what I'm doing. What am I doing here? And you forget, like, hold on a second. Just let the nerves go. Scream into the microphone. hit a big chord on the guitar, and then all of a sudden everything's fine. And it's kind of like, you feel like a Marine that's kind of been tossed into action. It's like, just remember your training and everything will be fine. And you start the first song, and then it's, you know, and once the crowd gives you some kind of feedback, you calm down and away you go.
And it's a party. And it's a Nickelback show is always a party.
And then it's a party.
Yeah.
Now, when you're a month in, it's be careful of the voice. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're not partying too hard. You got to pick your battles. It turns into the endurance. You know, this is a marathon. You know, it's not a sprint. So when you're doing 44 shows all over North America in a short amount of time, it will just kick the hell out of you. And you've got to stay healthy. And because you don't want to get on stage, and those people paid good money, and they want to be entertained, they want to sing along, and they want your best. And you better deliver it, or they're not going to show up next time. And so you get out there, and you just, you go into the self-preservation mode, and it's just like, okay, we have to kick ass, you know, and that's all there is to it. There is no other option. Like, we just have to get out there and make sure everybody has the time of their lives. And 90% of the time that happens. Sometimes you struggle. Sometimes you screw up on the guitar, or you start singing a little funky for a second, and it climbs in your head, and you've got to get rid of that, and you've just got to focus. Next song, you know, everybody just wants to have a good time. We're all on the same team. Let's just get this done.
You know, earn it.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I have to let you go because I know you have a ton of media to do this afternoon, and we want you to preserve your voice. Be respectful to other radio stations.
I'm not doing too much screaming today. Today's all guitar work in the studio, so
I want your life, really, really. But I do have one more question for you. The last time I saw you play was in Sudbury, where I'm talking to you from right now. Please tell
me. Big Nickel.
Yeah. Please tell me that Nickelback went up to the Big Nickel to have some promo shots done.
Strangely enough, we didn't, and that's weird. For whatever reason, our guitar player, Ryan, he doesn't like the association with the actual Nickel. On our first CD, the actual CD that you would put into the machine, imagine that, it had a Nickel on it. And he hated that. He's like, this is so stupid. I'm like, really? I think it's cool. I mean, not only that, it's very Canadian because it was the Canadian Nickel, right? We didn't put an American Nickel or anything else on it. Like, I was kind of like, I don't know. I feel like we're kind of waving the flag a little bit. It feels good. And he was always like, no, I don't dig it. And
okay.
For whatever reason.
Well, next time, take a band vote.
Next time I get to Sudbury,
yes.
I'm going to that Nickel. And I want to get it because I think that's just cool as hell.
Oh, that's fantastic. Chad, thank you so much for your time. Break a leg on the tour, and we look forward to Feed the Machine being released in June.
Thanks, Mel.
So what did you think about that? Well, I know how you felt about that, Mel.
I'm tearing up
just listening to it
again. I'm such a Nickelback fan. It was just great. Then he was so gracious and fun to interview.
They're a party band.
Yeah,
every
I know.
Time you
yeah.
go to see a Nickelback show, you are going to have a good time. You're going to know all the songs. You're going to have 1, 2, 5 too many to drink. That's just the way it seems to go. And Trooper is a band like that as well, I find, where you go see them and you're bound to have a good time. Even if you reluctantly go and a friend bought you a ticket and you're one of the, you know, fake Nickelback haters, you're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
You just will.
It's just the atmosphere in there. So good on stage, engaging the crowd, and they're just great entertainers. Yeah.
And I love the part there where you brought him back to being in Hannah on the top of a hill with his mom listening for
what a story.
CJ to play his song.
Yeah, loved it.
Continuing on with our latest thing of interviews, we had a chance this week to talk to Dart Guy. For those that don't know Dart Guy, he is the viral sensation that came to our consciousness on Saturday night during the Maple Leafs Washington Capitals overtime game. He was in the stands. He was waiting for overtime to finish so we can go out and have a smoke. And so he had it in his mouth, not lit, but he had his beard dyed blue, a maple leaf painted on his face, Stanley Cup not etched
shaved
into his head. Go Leafs back there as well. And that screenshot went onto Twitter. It completely blew up. I remember watching the game with my dad, And seeing the guy just kind of laughing about it, you know, like, here he is. Because so that moment of tension in overtime, next goal wins. And just kind of laughing about it. And then it blew up on Twitter from there.
So. And he's from Sudbury.
Then we find out that he's from Sudbury.
Yeah, so a friend of a friend connected us with Dart Guy. And which was, he was the hottest interview this week. So we were really extremely lucky to get him. And he gave us a call so we could find out a little bit more about Dart Guy. Is this Dart Guy?
This is Dart Guy.
Dart Guy. How you doing, bud?
Fantastic.
And congrats on the fame.
Well, I wouldn't call it fame, but I'll take it all the same. Thank you very much.
You wouldn't call it fame? Are you kidding? We think you're famous.
Well, I love it. Thank you.
How do you feel about being the fans' mascot for the Leafs?
Being a Leaf fan since I was a kid, it's phenomenal. I can't even put into words how this is all making me feel.
Do you always go all out for the game and also stick tap for the beard? Game recognized game. That's a glorious beard you have. But for the Leafs games that you do get to attend, all or nothing?
No. Going with the blue beard and the face paint was definitely inspired by the playoffs. So I don't normally go full out like I did for that game.
That's not the only game you're going to. You're going to a game tonight, aren't you?
Yes, the Maple Leafs have given me tickets for tonight's game, so I will definitely be at tonight's game. And John Derringer from Q107 down in Toronto, morning show, has invited me to be his guest for game 4. So I will be at both games in Toronto.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. And how does that feel?
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, who gets free tickets to a Leafs game, let alone 2 playoff games?
So here's a question for you. They win tonight. They win again on Wednesday. Does Brendan Shanahan give you tickets in Washington? You're going to be the good luck charm.
Hey, you know what? They can stick me on the plane for all I care. I would love it. But honestly, a gentleman last night on Facebook had won a contest through Air Canada and the Toronto Maple Leafs to go to the game in Washington on Friday. And he messaged me and wants me to use the other ticket with him.
Oh, wow. My God. That's incredible.
Absolutely.
Could you ever fathom that this would happen to you? You become a viral sensation going to all these Leafs games as a huge Leafs fan. Like, how do you even sleep last night?
I barely did, truth be told. And no, I could never imagine that something like this was going to happen. I'm just a passionate fan. I did the makeup and everything and the beard to show my love for the Leafs and my support for the Leafs. I couldn't imagine that this is what it was going to turn into.
Jason, you can imagine our surprise when we found out that you were born and raised from here in Sudbury. A viral sensation from Sudbury. What high school did you go to here?
I went to St. Charles for 4 years, and my last year of high school, I switched over to LaSalle to play hockey with a whole bunch of my friends who wouldn't stop bugging me until I switched school.
Wow, so you're a hockey player, hockey fan?
Absolutely. I played hockey my whole life growing up in Sudbury.
Beautiful.
Well, that's fantastic.
We're so excited for you.
Okay, you're going to be doing the full makeup and everything tonight because we want to watch for you.
I'm pretty sure at this point in time, I absolutely have to.
You have to.
Yes.
You have to.
There's no way I can show up at that game without having it done.
Then we find out that he not only went to game number 3, they won in overtime again. So there's some sort of allure going on here.
Good luck, Charm.
And he's going to be potentially going to the Washington game with that flight that someone's offering him. Like,
just, you never know where life is going to take you.
You got to hold on and just ride the ride. And, you know, we were talking on our morning show about different ways to capitalize, either getting t-shirts made or putting your face completely everywhere, because this guy works for a living. He works at a Toyota plant in southwestern Ontario, so he's got to take time off work to go and drive to Toronto for a Monday and a Wednesday game, to take time to go to Washington again on a Friday this time instead of a Saturday.
Not to mention all the media interviews that he's been inundated with, and how many messages did you get from radio friends?
I was still getting them today. Yeah. Still getting them now of people. Yeah, do you think you can get in touch? The thing is, we didn't get his phone number. We had him call us.
Yeah, because we have a friend of a friend kind of thing that connected us with Dart Guy. So
And he's doing Toronto media. He's all over the place.
I know he is.
It's great.
Just a quick story about that game on Saturday night. A friend of mine from college was at that game and saw him in the lobby. He says, oh, I high-fived that guy in the lobby. There was lots of people that painted their faces, but he was the only one who had his beard dyed blue.
Yep.
And Ed thought that was great.
And when Austin Matthews' parents are excited to get a picture taken with you, you know that things are getting big, right?
Yeah, yeah. This but I feel bad for Dark Guy because I don't think he's getting any of the money from these T-shirts that are out there.
No, but
probably not.
I had a video go viral as well, and I didn't make any money off of it. I got publicity, I guess, is, you know, your claim to fame. When you're sitting around a campfire one time or sitting at the bar in my old age, I'll be able to say that I have that. So I guess it's not all about money. But congrats on the guy for, you just got to ride the wave. Yeah. Like, if I had to give him any advice, because I've been in the national media storm, ride the wave, it'll be over, something else will come up, and then you just kind of look back and you'll be saying, oh, I should have done this way, or should have done that way. You'll second guess yourself. It's bound to happen. But while you're here, while you're in the eye of the storm, just ride this tornado for as long as you can.
But no one can take away the fact that he gets to go to all these Leafs games,
I know,
playoff games.
As a super fan, to be able to go to these things for free.
And he is a super fan. He's played hockey in Sudbury since he was a kid, and he's been a lifelong Leafs fan. So this is like, oh.
I think the reaction from people here in Sudbury has been great because we've had coaches get in touch with us and former classmates have got in touch with us.
Yeah.
Of you know, knowing Dart Guy. It's great. Just enjoy it. You know, this is what sports is all about. It's that Cinderella team, which is Toronto now. It's also the biggest hockey market in the world. So anytime that there's this sort of thing happening, it elevates it a little bit as well. Will they beat Washington? I don't know, but
we will always have Dart Guy. Or I guess if he's from Sudbury, he's Dart Gee.
So great. See you next Tuesday.